Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 516. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Milenas. The track is called Primer Tiempo, and it's on the new album Días Raros. Came out May 8th on Trouble in Mind Records, that band from Pamplona in Spain. I just love that track. That motorific, never-ending bass line there is fantastic, and so much wonderful, dreamy noises all the way through that album. But that track there, oh, it's wonderful. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week. We're going to pick up a couple of singles here. This is Savak with the track Feel What You Feel.
I've been stuck inside too long. Burning deep inside these hollow visions. Haven't left the house in days. I need some sunlight on my face. Need to feel the heat of two connected bodies. I need to feel that touch of something real and human. 'Cause lately I don't feel. Told me you were a fan.
All right, I love that one. That is Giant's Chair with the track The Streets. That is the A-side of a two-song cassette single that came out June 5th on Spartan Records, a band based out of Kansas City, Missouri. A couple of songs that were recorded for the last album but never made it. In fact, they were the first two songs the band wrote for the last album. But, you know, sometimes an album just gets away from you. It's its own album, and the songs that you thought were there just don't fit. But they do make a very nice single there, and you can pick that one up on Bandcamp. Before that, we heard from Savak from Brooklyn, New York. The track was Feel What You Feel, and that is the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out June 5th as well on Peculiar Works Records. I really enjoy that band. I don't think I have their last album, which is sad because I loved the one before that, and, well, I've just never come across it. So I need to spend more time in record stores, but I just don't feel comfortable heading into them yet. Sorry about that. Anyway, more music for you here. I got a track from Red 40. This is Wish I Was a Race Car Driver.
Secret location, need a password just to get you there. He, she, they have something to tell you, but this isn't the time or the place. It's confusing, cause it's confusing. Just take a look at the look on your face. People read it cover to cover. like something that they had to do. A belly full, we're still hungry. We're eating something, but it is not menu operated by algorithm. It leaves us wanting, but not. Beginning to question my motives. The current is over my head. Why do I breathe so well underwater? It's in the writing that cannot be read.
And welcome back to My Truck Podcast number 516. We just heard from Corky. The track is called BQM. It's on the band's self-titled album that just came out last Friday, June 12th, on Discord Records. That is the project of Amy Farina and Ian McKay and Joe Lally, of course, from Fugazi. That album is, exactly what you'd expect, and at the same time, not what you expected or would want. And I'm not sure if that's a good review or a bad one. I think you need to listen to that. Spend some time with it. That track there has the energy for me, though. It really does. I'm feeling that one. Before that, we heard from Red 40. The track is Wish I Was a Race Car Driver. That's on the Discography CD that came out on Harlan Records around 1999, maybe 1997. Not sure when that was recorded. I think the band was active between 92, 94, something like that. A Little Rock, Arkansas band. They compared to Jawbreaker a lot, and yeah, I see that, but to me, they just feel like a post-hardcore band, like all the bands that I used to love there. That one is notable because members went on and formed Lucero after that. I never heard of that band. I'm not sure how. Seems like a band I would have seen, I would have booked. I'm glad to have discovered this album now. Kind of came across it randomly. Somebody I follow on Bandcamp bought it, and man, that seemed like a good idea, so I did too. Anyway, that's usually how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's continue on here. This is a track by the band Kiss Disease.
Yeah.
And with a little help from the fallout there, I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful Pride Month. That song is called Raise Your Flag. It's on the album The Times Have Never Changed. Came out May 19th of this year on Rebel Time Records, that band out of Toronto, Canada. I know nothing about them. I think this is like the millionth album of them, and they are just still raising hell, and I enjoy that album a lot. Before that, we heard from Kiss Disease, a band from Helsinki, Finland. The song is called Machine, and it's on the first of a four-song self-titled EP that came out on Lampy and Sylvie Discs earlier this year, February. That one there just has all the gusto in the world, doesn't it? Just and the recording where it distorts and just, I'm feeling that too. So it's hey, this is one of those good podcasts I was telling you about earlier. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 516. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Nothing new on the website, just podcast after podcast. No live shows, nothing to report, nowhere to go, nothing to do. Stuck inside these four walls, stuck inside forever. Anyway, one song left for you here. It's a track by Darren Heyman. It's called Do You Think I Would Again? And it's on a 7-inch called I Can Travel Through Time. It's a 10-song 7-inch. I think he's crammed 1-minute songs on there. And it is my favorite Darren Heyman album in the longest time. It's just so wonderful. I love short songs. But he says everything so well, so quickly, so perfectly. You don't need more than a minute in a song, and this song is proof of that. It came out April 4th, and it took me a while to pick that one up, but I'm glad I did. If you buy it online, you get demos of all of the tracks as well, and one unused track, so you get your 21 songs still. Less than like 25 minutes. So there you go. Anyway, we're going to wrap things up here. This is Darren Heyman with the track Do You Think I Would Again? Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
I'll be a good friend for you, better than them for you, better than those other guys. I'll tie your shoelaces tightly, zip you up snugly, row your boat when you lose your sail. I know I let you down.